Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Kobe. Welcome to Chicago.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kobe, First of all, I'd like to start with complimenting you on the eloquent essay that you wrote for the Players Tribune on the loss of your father. Somebody your age, having dealt with the loss of a loved one at 17 years old a couple years ago, and the way that you have handled that and the way that you presented yourself in the Players Tribune is really commendable. How much have you thought about your dad the past couple days, and will you continue the tribute of wearing the pink shoes in his honor with the Bulls?
I thought about it a lot. It's been an emotional time for me and my family. There's just been a lot going on, and we're just wishing that he was here. Like I've been telling people, I've been thinking about doing something with the shoes. I don't necessarily know if they're going to be pink, but I've definitely been thinking about doing something with the shoes to keep their memory going.
Kobe, when you say that you've been thinking about him a lot, what do you think through this entire process and with your family and where you are now and what this week has meant to you and where you're headed, what would he have been most proud of?
I think just me getting drafted for sure. He's seen me work so hard my whole life and just try to get here. And, you know, for me, I never thought this day would come, but it came. And I think he'd just be overall proud of me, and especially not only as a player, but the man that I've become. Mm-hmm. So,
Kobe, you sit at the press conference yesterday. They introduce you to the Chicago media. Get a chance to get to know Jim Boylan a little bit better. John Paxson was there. What was your biggest impression of your first day as a Chicago Bull in Chicago, and how would you describe Jim Boylan?
It was great. First day was great, exciting. Got to see the practice facility and some of the city, and got some great food in me. but it was great. It was love. It was exciting. Like I always said before, I met Coach Boylan before I got drafted, and I said it was the best meeting I ever had, Coach. He's just down to earth, genuine dude. Since he wants the best for the players, but he wants to win. He's just a player that's going to tell you how it is, and that's my type of coach. So I'm just excited to be here.
What did you eat?
We had Joe's last night.
Good choice.
That is a good choice.
Yeah,
Kobe, you'll learn. Yeah. You're gonna have a lot of good choices. You big food guy. What's your genre of food? If that.
I like food, but now I kind of gotta watch what I eat at this point.
Oh, so. Stop it! You've gotta watch what you eat. No chance. Yeah. You're burning like 3,000 calories an hour, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I gotta be my best self.
Be your best self. Be a lot more healthy. I love it. Hey, speaking of hungry, if I can make a really poor transition, this is early in the morning for me too, Kobe. I'll put it that way. This fan base, do you get a sense of how hungry Bulls fans are to see this team back at the top?
Yeah, for sure. You can tell, you can sense it through media, social media, and, you know, like I said, I'm all about winning, too, so I'm just going to come in and do whatever role my team needs me to do for us to be the best we can be. So, you know, I want to win, too. So,
joined by Kobe White, the Bulls' first-round draft pick out of North Carolina, the point guard drafted seventh last week, Mullane Haugh, Kelly Kroll in for Mike Mulligan today, and Kobe. Obviously, yesterday, everybody got a chuckle when you described meeting Michael Jordan for the first time and only time. And then John Paxson offered to kind of put you in touch if you needed to get in touch, as if you needed maybe somebody to help kind of bridge that gap. But what do you remember about that meeting with Michael, and will you take up Pax on his offer?
The meeting with Michael was kind of, I told you, I just shook his hand, but If he can get it done, then, you know, I would love to speak to him, obviously. But I'm not pressing it. You know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not really pressing it. I'm not, so.
Kobe, I'm going to be honest. I kind of had a similar experience. I worked in the NBA years ago with Grant Long. Not sure if he was our analyst, and we were playing Charlotte. Michael Jordan from a distance is walking our direction, and I looked at, I said, G-Man, you got to introduce me. You got to introduce me, and I froze, totally froze, and this is what I do for a living. All I do is talk, and I was mesmerized. His like fingers went all the way up to like midway to my arm, right, you know, as I go in for the shake, handshake. I was just totally, so certainly, starstruck, I think, is what a lot of people feel when in the presence of MJ. But I got to know about the hair. How long you been wearing the hair like that? How much work is it? What's the products? Like, give me the whole lowdown on the hair.
I've been wearing it for, I started growing it my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Wow.
A long time.
Yeah, but I cut it here and there. Like, before I went to school, I cut, like, 7 inches off. I'll cut it randomly.
7 inches is a lot. Like, I think about, I mean, you could have given that away, like Locks for Love or something like that.
Kelly's,
I mean,
jealous. Kelly sounds jealous, Kobe.
I am. You got a nice cloth.
Yeah. And it just grows back really fast. I don't really do much to it because I be having so much going on and I get lazy about it. So I don't really do much to it, but I use Carol's daughter. That's about the only thing to watch it. And everything else is just kind of natural.
But imagine how fast you'd be if it were shorter. I mean, aerodynamic. Kobe, obviously, you're no stranger to competition. You played at North Carolina. You went to North Carolina knowing you'd be surrounded by fellow blue chippers. And you come into Chicago, and certainly there's a lot of expectations surrounding your being drafted number one overall or number in the first round. Chris Dunn is the holdover point guard right now. They're probably going to sign a free agent point guard. How do you view your role and what you're entering in terms of competing for playing time and the role you will play?
Right now, I don't really know my role. I just got here. But I know that I'm going to compete every day. I've been competing my whole life. And when I got to Carolina, I had to compete four spots. So it's nothing really new to me. So I'm just going to go hard every day and be the best player I can be.
Kobe, have you heard from any of your new teammates yet? Or, like, in terms of whether it be Zach LaVine, Larry Markkanen and company, and your thoughts on getting on the floor with those guys and what that looks like?
Well, Zach LaVine, Larry Markkanen, Otto Porter, Wendell Carter text me on nice. Draft night and just told me congratulations. I ate dinner with Denzel Valentine and Wendell Carter. That was at our dinner last night, so it was good chopping it up there.
Oh, so they all got those, huh? You guys all lived it up.
And I'm excited. They're still on the floor, especially, you know, as a dream come true. But, you know, I'm just excited to step on the floor and get to work. Should be exciting. So
Wendell Carter Jr. is a Duke guy. Did you guys have a past, though, growing up? Did you guys play together in AAU or in Travel League?
We played together his last year of AAU. He was a year older than me. So he played on the 17s, and I played on the 16s. But we never really played against each other or anything, but we just played for the same organization. So I kind of already know from that.
And did you grow up a Duke fan? Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. When I was little, my dad was one, so I was one. And then when college hit, you kind of got to do what's best for you.
And that turned out to be pretty good decision to make.
Did Wendell offer up anything insightful about the organization, the team you're stepping into, that you can share?
Not really. It was more just like getting to know each other, you know, building a relationship type thing.
Sure. He's a big fashion guy. You know that?
A big what?
Big fashion guy. He loves to bring interesting sweaters and wear interesting sweaters and such. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
I'm more of a basic guy. I'm dressed.
That's because you've got the hair. That's the only accessory you need.
You don't need a sweater, Kobe. You don't need a sweater. Before we let you go, so obviously you're getting ready for the summer league. You're heading out, and you know, when you look at your game and you look how it translates to the NBA, the NBA right now is all about speed and pace and space. How would you think, what are your points of emphasis this summer, and what will you need to improve upon and to make the transition successful from North Carolina to the Bulls?
My thing is decision-making at the point guard position. That could always get better for me. Instead of using my speed to just go one speed all the time, use my change of pace. So I've been working on that. I've already started working on it, and I'm going to continue to work on it. So
I'm not sure how this translates exactly, Kobe, but is there a point guard in the league now or one that you watched growing up that you feel like either you wanted to emulate the game or you just really appreciated the game they brought to the floor and thought you'd take, you know, something here or there from them?
I watched a lot of different point guards growing up.
Sure.
Chris Paul, Steve Nash, Russell Westbrook. Right now, my favorite player is Damian Lillard, so I watch him a lot. But, I mean, when I go out there, I don't really try to model my game as somebody. I just kind of try to be me.
Sure, just appreciate other guys' games. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
It's worked so far. Congratulations, Kobe White. Welcome to Chicago, and thank you for joining us this morning on The Score.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.